Never gonna give
you. I charged
you
these,
up.
But I don't know how much it was. So
never gonna let you lasts. Down. Never gonna turn around and desert you.
That TikTok did work on you, bro. Man. All right, we'll talk about all the non-conspiracy stuff and we'll leave the conspiracy stuff to the end.
Yes, because you guys can't handle the truth.
They ain't ready for it, bro. We coming back strong.
Yeah.
All right. What's going on, guys? It is your boy Rupert here and...
Your boy Mark My World.
Bro.
It's been a minute.
So glad to see you here.
Yes, sir. So glad. So good to see you too. Hey, hold on. Before we get this podcast started, I just want to say... What you think about them shirts, though, baby? You know what I'm saying? Got that dissing mood.
Shout out to Mark, man.
Let us know if you guys want to cop one.
If you saw the last episode, you saw that. He was teasing this. Yes. He was teasing us. He teased us. And today, he brought it out.
Got
it
a little surprise nice. For my boy.
It looks good. We got our own shirts now.
Everything. I love it. I love it.
We're doing stuff, bro.
What's
We're
new, moving. Man? What's been the deal? I haven't seen you in like...
It's been a while,
like 3 weeks now,
I'm just glad you're alive and
I'm
here.
I'm glad I'm alive, too. Man, luckily I didn't catch COVID, guys.
Yeah, so obviously he tested negative. Yes. Because we are back together.
Test results are negative. Thank God. Appreciate it.
I really found interesting. I really liked the video you put out, bro, on your YouTube channel.
Which one? On the one I went to go get the test?
Yep. Yes. Which showed how he got tested and everything. And man, that looked painful, bro.
Dude, it was. Like, they literally, the stick was about this long, okay? And I literally had to put about a quarter of it in my nose, like in my nasal cavity. Yep. And it just, and when they said you got to turn it, I was like, it's almost like, you ever seen those pipe cleaners when you do arts and crafts, the little furry things that like bend?
Yep.
It felt like one of those in the back of your throat and your nose, and you had to just twist it and then hold it there for 15 seconds.
How do you know how deep you had to go in?
Like, you had to hit the back of your,
you actually hit something?
Yes, I hit the back. I've never hit the back of my nasal cavity ever. He was like, you have to hit the back in order for it to be there.
Like, I've put...
scrape the back wall.
I've put Q-tips off my nose to clean, like, if I got boogies or stuff in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I've used that. And even that, bro, I'm like, it makes me sneeze, too. Yep. Yeah. But all the way back, bro.
All the way back. And I started crying in the video because literally, it hurt. It really hurt. It felt like your nose was on fire.
Wow.
It's bad.
So you had to set up an appointment for that, right?
I did. I set it up at 2:00, but I didn't get a drive. Like, I entered the drive through at 2:00, what time my scheduled, appointment was. There was like 3 or 4 cars in front of me. I had to wait an hour and a half before they saw me in the drive through.
Wow. You're
I don't
just
know if the other
the
people
car?
Were like doing tests as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were. But yeah, it was a long time before they got a chance to see me.
I've seen a lot of people struggle with taking the test. Like, they literally came. Like, they have to stop the person, pull away. Like, they literally, it's just something about going that deep in your nose.
I saw one guy, he was getting it done in the passenger seat and he was like squirming. Like, the lady was trying to stick it in his nose and he's like hitting her hand out of the way. I'm like, I'm glad that they allowed me to do it. To like test my pain tolerance, but it was, dude, I wouldn't recommend that for anyone.
Wow, that's crazy, man.
I feel sorry for you guys if y'all had to do that.
yeah, that's crazy. And but I'm glad this came out negative. Yes. How long was it to get the results back?
Okay, so they told me 3 to 5 business days at first, and then they ended up coming back and said, oh, it's 7 business days. So I called them on the 7th business day. I'm like, yo, where's my results? It's not uploaded on the website. Oh, give us another 24 hours. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Come on. I just need my results because I couldn't go back to work without my actual results in.
Yeah.
So, but luckily I got them in the 8th day and I printed them out, went back to work that day. It was like 10:30 in the morning. So finished out that day. It's pretty good, but...
Overall, the process, was it smooth for you? Besides, waiting, obviously, a long line from there. How do you think the process was of getting tested? The
process was pretty good. It was pretty smooth. The guy, obviously, in the video walked me through everything I needed to do and made me feel comfortable with
Very
it.
Very technical. Cleaning
exactly.
Every little thing.
Using yeah, I mean, they gave me, like, stuff. Alcohol wipes and told me where to, like, open the container, like, stick the stick in there. And it was a lot, but
Did
I think
it feel
it was,
like a movie, bro? Like, one of those zombie cop
apocalypse
movies? Lives,
yeah, man, it did.
You're
it
driving did. Up a border, and to get across a border, you have to take a test like that. That's crazy. Yep. Bro, we are in some crazy times.
Well, could you imagine,
man.
Like, everything else coming, like, about to come up in the next few weeks and months with, like, everyone going back to school and all the parents are like, do I really want to send my kid back or do I want them to do online schooling? That's where we're at right now as well.
Yeah, bro. Did it change your perspective on COVID at all? Like, now that you came so close to it, is it changing for you? Are you still feeling the same way?
You know what? I'm not really scared. Most people are out here and they're like, oh my gosh, you don't have a mask. I'm like, you know, as long as you don't breathe on me or as long as you're not all up in my face 6 feet, you know, I'm cool with it.
Gotcha.
Right? But I think most people are super scared. And I think that's where they're trying to get us. Maybe I'm just a conspiracy theorist, okay?
Hey, but I'm just saying, like, your side, bro.
Maybe this is all blown with super out of proportion. Don't get me wrong. The COVID is out there. Yep. It is affecting people. It does get people sick. People do die from it. I'm not discrediting that, okay, at all. I feel for those people. Sorry for y'all's losses. I am saying, on the other hand, I think that there's reporting more cases than what there really actually is and more deaths.
I can see that, bro. I can see that because I've been seeing stuff online about like all the deaths that are happening now. If it has anything to do with some kind of symptom from COVID or anything, right, which may not even have caused the death, they'll probably label it COVID death.
Yeah, I actually heard that if you get tested, automatically they count 15 people around you. Because that's the average amount of people that you would infect.
Got in contact with.
Even if they're not like a confirmed case, they're still going to count you plus 15 other people. And that's why the numbers are rising like crazy. And you can look on the statistics. Like it'll say something like not possible, but it's like almost like an estimate of how many cases there are. It's not a hard answer.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to know, especially this soon, that soon. But yeah, I can see how they would do that. 15 people around you, likely you've come in contact with it, with might or may or may not have it.
Right, but without even testing those 15 people.
Yeah, without even testing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's not true numbers, bro.
It's not, bro, but I mean, it's
Making everyone in the entire world scared because you're inflating numbers.
It's better to be on the safe side than not the safe side.
Right, but give us the true numbers, though. Like, I understand, like, hey, be safe. You might have infected people. Yeah. Stay home for the next 14 days. Whatever. That's fine. But don't tell me, hey, you know what? You came in contact with 15 people. Out of those 15 people, they came in contact with 15 more people. Oh my gosh, the entire neighborhood's infected. I'm like, no, come on.
Yeah, that's true. What they need to do is separate the two numbers. Like, they have the actual cases,
right?
And then have the number where they add the 15 people. Because I can see, like, I understand why they add the 15 people. It makes sense. I truly believe to be on the safer side. It's, you know, it's also how you deliver the numbers that you can be using it as a scare tactic. It's just, you know, there's a lot of politics going on right now, especially because it's election year.
It's election day, bro.
Yeah, that's right. It's crazy. All these numbers, and it's just, I'm so over it, bro.
I'm sure everyone else out there is over it,
too. Yeah, and, but, you know, I'm glad you were negative. I'm glad everybody in your family.
I'm glad we get a chance to film again, baby.
Yes,
I'm excited.
Bro, we missed you last one. And
Paola, thank you for taking my spot. I really appreciate it. Shout out.
Yes, she was in the background talking, just giving me somebody to talk to.
Shout out to my boy right here, man. He handled it perfectly, man. That was an awesome podcast last time.
It was easy. We had some stuff to talk about. It was a short episode, so nothing too crazy.
I loved it.
Nothing like having you back on the show, bro.
Well, I'm glad to be back, bro.
Yeah, bro. So
what else is new?
You know, last week for me personally was just a crazy work week.
What happened?
A lot of hard labor, you know, counter stuff.
Yeah, and it's been hot outside.
And it's been super hot outside. 103? And yeah, bro, I was so tired that on Saturday, you know, being at home, watching a movie with the family, I could not stay awake.
Really?
Bro.
You just passed right out?
I, for several times, would try to wake up and watch a movie, but I would just pass out. If my body lays down, it's knocking out.
Out like a light.
And my family was roasting me for it, bro. They recorded me snoring.
Bro,
I am still in denial. I do not snore.
We got to see the footage,
even though
we'll be the judges of that.
Footage of that. I'm not like a super loud snorer, but I do when I'm super tired or if I'm like sleeping straight forward up, I tend to snore a little bit. But that I truly believe I was just tired and they were recording me snoring.
Dude, Paola must love you, okay? Because I snore, bro.
Do you?
I snore like a train
really
coming, dude. Like,
I'm still in denial, bro.
I get it from my dad, though. My dad gave me these jeans, man. It's bad. Thanks a lot, Dad. But no, seriously, I feel for my wife because she has to deal with it. And like, if I were to even have maybe one glass of wine, just one, maybe one beer, one glass of wine, it's like I'm bringing down the house with the snoring.
Really?
Like, can't control it.
That's how my father-in-law is. Like, really? he'll be snoring in the living room, and he's a loud snorer.
Right.
I'm not there yet, and hopefully I don't get there. I really, because I am self-conscious about my surroundings all the time.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about what happened when I came in? No. Right? I haven't, because I told you. I meant to tell you this. So we were walking up to the building. I was walking up to the building. I had my gear in the little roller cart in my backpack.
Yeah.
And it still hasn't, it's just still not muscle memory for me to have the mask yet.
Oh.
So like, there's been several times where I get off and I'm walking up to the building. I'm like, crap, mask.
I need my mask. Yeah.
Because now it's mandatory.
Right.
So I left my thing there next to the door.
Right.
And walked away. Halfway through walking to the car, I'm like, wait. That is very suspicious, bro.
Oh,
you just left a cart with a whole bunch of stuff in it in front of a building and you're walking away.
Oh my gosh. They probably thought you had a bomb in there or something, bro.
So I'm very self-cautious about stuff like that. So right. I hurried, got my mask, and I was like, oh. Luckily, the security guard, he wasn't at the desk or anything. Okay. He probably would have came out like, what's going on here?
Hey, who is that leaving that stuff here?
So, yeah. So the same thing. Like, I hate snoring. I don't want to be able to be that dude to keep my family up.
And yeah.
As of right now, I don't think it's too crazy. I think I've had moments to where I am snoring loud when I'm super tired. And I think Saturday was one of those times where usually it hits me Friday or Saturday.
Okay.
All that work week and all that working at home, it just hits me on that day and I cannot stay. My poor girl, Paola, was like wanting me to watch this movie with her. And I just could not stay awake, bro. I was like,
That's awesome. I was
so tired. But
hey, and you're a hard worker though, man.
Yeah, bro. And you know, you got to pay these bills, but
you gotta catch that sleep too.
But I'm working hard now. Cause later, bro, we gonna be in the playa, in the beach, and we gonna be just living life.
Just chilling,
recording,
man.
A podcast in Hawaii
I'm
or
down
something,
on
bro.
The beach. We gotta make that happen one time.
For reals. And so I got a trip coming up Thursday. I'm going to Kansas.
Nice.
I'm gonna go shoot a show. It's an airplane YouTube show that my boss has. He's the one that hires me for production jobs like that.
Okay.
So he started his own YouTube show. And I've said this before. He was the first time I worked in production for it.
Wow.
It was a gig to where you go work and just help out. Like, this is
man
me starting
cameras,
up.
Yeah, right?
Man the cameras. On that first shoot, I didn't man a camera. I was just helping everybody else because it was the first time working there. And I didn't get paid. It was just voluntary. But it was when he started that show. And now I believe he's at 20 or 30,000 subscribers.
Dang.
He's got sponsorships now.
Woo.
Now he's able to pay me to shoot the show.
That's awesome.
And so I'm going to be the main cameraman for this show that we're going to go shoot. There's going to be some kind of airplane convention, airplane show, something that we're going to go set up. And we're going to do an a studio set like a show where we're gonna have people walking in for interviews and just stuff like that. So
nice, man. That's gonna be fun. So how many days are you shooting?
Leaving Thursday at noon. We're flying in two small planes. We're
like little Cessna planes.
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Leaving in I'm going with him and we'll be back on Sunday. I think Sunday afternoon, Sunday night maybe.
Nice.
So going for the weekend.
We'll be safe, man, for sure.
I will because it's been crazy time.
Yeah, and don't forget your mask, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got to have our mask. We have a whole protocol, especially now with shooting and shooting different people.
Nice.
We got to have everything sanitized, wear a mask and everything. And this Saturday, bro, I shot my first funeral.
Ooh.
So a couple days before, I think it was like 2 days before, they hit me up. Hey, do you know somebody who wants to shoot a funeral or make a quick buck? And I was like, I'm always trying to make a quick buck, bro.
Hold on, let's pause for a second. Let's bring the realness out. Okay, for those entrepreneurs that are out there watching our podcast right now, what does someone typically charge to do a funeral? Like a videographer coming in, filming, editing, and getting the video back.
It's businesses like this, bro. It's really hard to set a firm price.
Right.
because there's so many different price ranges for so many different things.
Right.
Styles of equipment, styles of video shoot. But for example, I would say I would price it almost as much as a wedding.
Okay.
And from what I've seen, a wedding is, I would say, around $1,500, $2,000.
Nice.
On like the middle to the low side.
Right.
I've seen some for like $3,000 for like higher end quality video stuff.
Nice.
But this was a last minute thing to where they told me, hey, just go shoot this 1 to 2 hour funeral.
Right.
And there won't be any editing. You just shoot it and give it to them.
Huh.
So I did. And he said $200.
That's good.
So $200.
Just to hold a camera, get some good shots.
2 hours.
Boom.
To do it. So I was like, yeah, sure. I could definitely use the money.
Yeah.
And so I said yes. And I went Saturday and I was nervous. I've never shot a funeral before.
Right.
I did a little bit of research, of course, and which I highly recommend anybody.
Yes.
YouTube is a godsend. Google is a godsend. You can definitely go see examples, which is what I did. I went to go see examples of different funeral videos, which
right.
there ain't that many, by the way.
Huh. Maybe not that's a new many. Niche for somebody to get into.
There was a lot of UK funeral videography.
Okay.
But not a lot of American.
I gotcha.
And when it came to shooting it, bro, it felt weird.
As in how?
Usually I'm shooting fun, exciting stuff.
Yep.
But something about filming people sad, mm-hmm. devastated,
crying,
and pointing a camera to them, it felt weird.
Huh.
It's like...
So did you have to turn off that emotional like switch in your head to say, I got to get this shot. I got to make sure it comes out nice for these people that are paying me $100 an hour yeah. just to hold a camera and make sure I can get in some amazing shots
yeah.
of celebrating this life.
Yeah. And, you know, it got me thinking, how many people do hire somebody to film a funeral?
I know, to be honest with
yeah.
you, we hired a funeral videographer uh-huh. to film my grandmother's funeral.
What was the main reason for it?
Just to be able to look back and celebrate not only her life, but
yeah.
at the same time, like just remember her. You know what I mean? Because yes, you got a chance to see everybody's face in there and they were crying and there was some sobbing. And but then again, you had the stuff that she absolutely loved, which was the church that she went to all the time.
Gotcha.
A beautiful Catholic church. And they got some amazing shots. And then they came and my grandfather actually took my grandmother on a horse carriage ride with the casket. And I think the cleaning lady's here.
Yeah.
But with the casket on a horse and carriage down the street. So they had a drone above and they had the drone following the casket
nice.
All the way there. And then everyone pulling into the cemetery. It was beautiful. Shout out to that guy. I don't know who it was, but they did an amazing job with the editing, the shots. I mean, it was worth it. However much they paid, I don't even care. It could have been $2,000, $2,500. It was worth it because we get a look back every year. Or just whenever we want and just review that footage and see those memories that everyone was. Yes, we were somber, but it also brings back the good memories of our grandparents or
that's,
my grandmother.
That celebration of your grandparents.
Yeah.
The main reason for this one, which is why I asked, because I really don't remember seeing or hearing people being hired for a videographer for a funeral. But maybe I just haven't been around. For example, this is my first funeral I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Was because, you know, with the whole COVID thing, a lot of family members couldn't come.
Right.
So they really wanted to make a video to be able to show to the family that wasn't there.
That's really good. Guys, pay attention because there's always going to be an opening for a niche that needs you. And if you have a skill set, use it to your advantage.
Yep.
Right now, what I'm hearing Rupert say is, yo, there's not a lot of people out there that are doing these type of videos. If I were you, go to your local cemetery or go to your local funeral home and say, hey, listen, I want to offer my services to you. Here's my packages. Here's my pricing. What can you do? Keep me in mind for any
funerals
that come up.
Please offer it to your customers who are coming to,
I mean, the insurance is going to pay them anyways. Let's not to like disrespect anybody. The insurance is going to pay once someone passes away.
Yep.
So they're going to have enough money to take care of not only funeral costs, everything else going on with it, flowers, all that stuff. Make it a priority to have that video made because I guarantee you're going to want it later on in life.
For sure. 100%. And like they, for example, even had family members on Zoom.
Right.
On the actual day of the funeral. But they could only face it like a certain way. And that was it. They couldn't see really everything that was going on.
Right.
So, that was the main purpose of the video. And
it
just felt, you know, the purpose you want to get like the main family members.
Yes.
Like which was it was a husband that died. So the wife and the kids were the people like to really really get
right
some emotion and stuff like that. But it just, I had to turn that switch off to be like, yeah, she's crying and you got a camera pointing at her, but it's not like you're at a street pointing a cell phone at somebody. It's going to be memories for them.
Exactly.
And, you know, I still wasn't even sure if they wanted that. Like, I was still hesitant behind my back, but it wasn't until after the funeral that they said, thank you so much for your hard work and all that stuff.
That's
so
awesome.
It made me feel like they knew I was pointing the camera to them, but they were, that's what they wanted.
And, right.
You know, so it was very strange, very weird, but overall I had a great experience.
Let me ask you this. Would you do it again?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. I would do it again because great money, and it's something that I like to do. I like to get that emotional side of a person so they have it forever, like whether it's happy, sad, or you know, surprised, anything like that. I love to do. It is chaotic. It is a lot of hard work because you're running back and forth. This was last minute, so they gave me a you know, the time frame of when everything was going to happen. But I didn't have much time to look at it, so I had to just make sure I'm on point and capturing everything I could. It was a one person shoot, which makes it a little bit hard,
right?
Trying to capture everything at a good point. But they liked how I shot, and I'm still editing the video, just small edits, syncing sound and stuff like that. Still now, but
It,
those are interesting, bro. Very interesting.
Well, before we go on any further, man, let's take our first break.
Let's take our first break, bro. And real quick, I want to give a shout out.
Who you giving a shout out to, man?
Verizon.
Oh,
bro.
Snap.
They did not pay for this specific segment.
Okay. Okay.
Hopefully they will one day.
One day they will.
But want to use this as an example, as in Verizon. Look, I'm about to give you
a free phone. Little promo.
So I've worked with Verizon in the past, and they sent me over the Samsung S20, bro.
What is this, like the newest Samsung on the market?
It's the newest Galaxy
S20. Holy smokes,
it's really a great phone. It's one of the best quality screens they have. The camera's great. They got a wide angle lens, bro.
Yeah,
which the iPhone doesn't have. And it's just it look real quick, that's normal.
Okay.
And then it goes wide
and super wide.
Wide.
Dang. Oh, zoomed in. Yeah, man, that's
just
dope.
Helpful.
That's dope.
We did a contest, photo contest. If you were following me on social media, you were able to enter that. That is closed now, but we're going to have a live stream announcing the winners on the 21st. So follow me on Twitter, follow me on Instagram to learn more about that. But yeah, I just want to, Verizon's been working for me for like 2 years, and they've been great for supporting somebody as small as I am.
Yeah.
And hopefully they can sponsor one of these episodes one day and support.
I'm sure they will.
Support one of us. And yeah, so thank you, Verizon.
Yeah.
Which technically did not sponsor this post, but I do want to show my appreciation for working with small creators like us.
Love it, man. I love it.
See you guys in a bit.
Yes.
We are back.
We are here and ready to go.
Bro, last time we didn't get to talk about DACA coming back, bro.
Oh, DACA.
DACA was not rejected. Trump was trying to cancel the program completely.
What?
The Senate said no.
Oh, snap.
You cannot.
That's crazy, because I heard Trump talk about today on his press conference. He was like all for DACA. He was like, I'm going to in the next few weeks, months, I'm about to sign an executive order, and all the DACA people are going to get all these like special treatments and
paths to citizenship. I think he said something like that.
Make it easier for them to stay, which is great. I mean, I'm all for that.
And I hope he does do it. But it comes back to what I just said earlier, being election year.
Yeah.
He's all just about trying to get Hispanic votes.
Yeah.
That's why I just hate even like worrying about it. I hate even just trying to do something about it, because it all comes down to this is an election year. He's trying to make everybody happy, a little bit of everybody happy.
Yep.
And because he was so against it before, trying to cancel it, period.
Yeah, we are going to build the wall and I'm gonna have the Mexicans do it. According to my calculations, it's gonna be billions of dollars.
Yeah, so if he still is president after this year, he may still try to cancel it if he changes his mind from what he's saying now. But for now, it wasn't approved to cancel, so we can start signing up new people.
Huh.
Which means your boy can...
You're going to run for president. What?
One day, bro.
Vote for
One
Rupert, day. Guys.
Hey, I'm going to be the only president that has a podcast, bro.
And is on DACA.
My vice president's going to be a podcaster with me.
Let's
bro.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Hey, honestly, though, would... not to get too far into politics, because I don't know about Donald Trump for president again. I don't know if I can handle another 4 years. But I also don't want to put in there Biden, dude, which is, in my opinion, kind of a weirdo. Around little kids, maybe a pedophile.
I've seen the videos, bro.
Allegedly.
It is weird.
What about Kanye? Would you vote for Kanye 2020? Oh my God. Kanye 2020.
Would you? Bro, Kanye for president.
Yay for president.
You have two options, Kanye or Trump, bro.
Oh, bro, just, I'm moving to Canada. Gosh, bro.
How is Canada doing? Canada, are you guys, good, bro?
Yeah, like, tell me.
Wait, it's still shut down, ain't it?
I think the border. We can't even get
it. Dang
across,
it, bro.
Man.
They got us locked in. We Mexico closes borders too.
Hey, they don't have a wall though in Canada, bro. Just swim or jump or I don't know, bro. Something. But yeah.
Yeah, bro. So I can get DACA now.
You
which
can.
Is great.
Nice.
And it's going to open up the doors for me. I am super excited. It's something that I've been waiting for so long.
So this takes away that kind of thing that sits in the back of your head, like the fear almost of like, man, what if something bad happens and I have to leave?
I could get pulled over, bro. And
exactly.
They send me over. Yeah, it definitely helps out that.
So it's a sense of relief almost.
Yeah, okay. It is a huge relief. And I'll be able to have a driver's license. I'll be able to, you know, apply for different jobs, better paying jobs, get benefits, get insurance, health insurance, which
bro,
is something.
If you ever need to borrow my driver's license, bro, you can't right now.
We look like it, bro. We shoot, do. It would work, bro.
Oh, they wouldn't guess it at all. Second guess.
Not
it.
At all, bro. Not at all. But yeah, this is really, truly like the biggest impactful thing that can happen to me right
That's
now.
That's awesome, dude.
So I'm so happy. It hasn't, the applications, you're not able to apply yet.
Right.
Because the whole government that handles that part needs to actually go forward with it and actually open up new applications, which they haven't done yet, but they're supposed to. But I have applied to different organizations to where they help pay for your application fee, which is like $500. I've applied for that. Hopefully that goes through and I can get some financial help to apply for that, which is a godsend. There's a lot of people out there creating you know, organizations like that to help dreamers pay for that stuff.
Dude, that's awesome, man.
It's
well, when push comes to shove, I'm going to be honest with you, man. If you need money for the application, let's say they end up, you know, declining it or whatever, bro, I got you,
fam. I wouldn't take it, bro.
Hey, if he doesn't take the money from me, we'd start a Venmo, or not a Venmo, a like GoFundMe, and we would freaking fund Rupert.
I hate taking people.
It doesn't matter. You're
I
not going to take
taking
it.
Money from it's people, right. Bro.
We'll bless you, bro. We'll bless you.
For this is probably something I will actually do it, because if I didn't have a choice,
yeah,
because it is important and it can impact me for a long time.
Course.
The first round I didn't do it because we got my wife's, and you know, that was more important to me because I had a job already.
Right.
She didn't, and she could really use that. I had a job, thank God, no matter what.
Yeah.
But she needed that to get a job, so we got hers one, and then that's when it shut down.
Dang.
No more new applications, so I was stuck in the wind, but I was always hopeful that it will come back. So
yeah.
Now that it's back and they open up, as soon as they do, I'm a get mine.
Whoop.
And
let's go.
And your boy's gonna have a work permit and stuff like that. So
nice.
That's I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
Hopefully it does lead to a citizenship one day.
It will, bro. It will.
I think they should. All the dreamers are hardworking people who just were brought to this country when they were young.
Right. It's not your fault.
It wasn't their choice to cross the border illegally.
Exactly.
And
why should you have to suffer?
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
Well, I agree.
Yeah. And just make sure you pay your taxes.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm on like the last couple of days and finishing up my taxes, bro. I'm literally doing it last minute.
Oh, man.
Have you done yours?
I did.
A long time ago, right?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Since the first year.
As soon as they said, yo, hey, taxes, come do them right now. I was like, yo, where's my check at, homie? Sign. Boom.
Yeah, bro. I'm still learning all about that tax stuff, bro.
I know.
You pay somebody to get it?
I do.
Okay.
I pay like $200. I usually end up getting back between... it's gone down now that I make a little bit more money and my wife makes a little bit more money, but we used to get back like, bro, like $4,000 or $5,000, man. I was like, oh my gosh, that was back
bro,
in the day, right?
That's what I'm trying to get.
But now I think everything evened out. We still made a lot of money for the year. And, I think we ended up still coming out. Like they sent us back a check of like $1,200. So it's not too bad.
How much paperwork do you have to prepare to go in and do your taxes? Is there much?
No, not at all. Like, I literally just keep everything throughout the year. Not everything. But, for example, my job gives me a tax document at the end of the year, right? W-2. So I just take that to my actual CPA, the guy who handles all my taxes, and he just cuts off a little portion, types in the numbers. All right, here you go. He keeps a copy of it, does the same thing for my wife, and then he's like, all right, your house. Okay, well, you've paid this much in interest. All right, that'll be depreciation. Perfect. And then he just calculates everything. He's like, all right, so it looks like you're going to be getting back $1,200. Go ahead and sign right here. We're in and out in less than 30 minutes.
Damn, bro, that must be nice.
So to pay someone $250 or $200 to do my taxes and totally be out in 30 minutes,
sense, bro. Totally yo, makes
let
sense.
My man make some money. That's totally fine. Makes sense. I'm okay with it. We're both getting paid.
Totally makes sense, bro.
Oh, yeah.
For me, as being somebody who's not employed and doesn't get a W-2, I do 1099, get tiny 1099s from everybody I work for.
Yeah.
And I have to get, like, I'm trying to get as much refund as I can. So I'm looking for receipts. I'm trying to see what receipts I can use or not.
What
gas
can you
receipts
write
and all
off?
That.
Yeah.
How many miles, my car depreciation, how much is value, all that stuff that I'm still learning and that's important. And it's what's been holding me back and just trying to find the best way, because literally the last time I did my taxes, I owed like $3,000,
oh
which
my
is
goodness.
A lot of money for me, bro. And I'm still paying that. So I'm like trying to save every penny I can as somebody who has to file like as a freelancer and stuff like that. So
what I heard helps out a lot with the taxes is if you own real estate. That's how all these like wealthy people continue to get like taxed a lot less. Because once you're a business owner, yes, the taxes are higher and whatever. But at the same time, you structure it a certain way and you're saving on that tax money, bro. Like crazy.
I'm sure that's true, bro. I'm sure owning stuff is the best.
Oh yeah,
owning the stuff is best. So yeah, I'm working on that tonight after we get this and continue tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day.
Last day, man.
So I'll be submitting either tonight or tomorrow morning.
Nice.
Or tomorrow afternoon for sure. But yeah, that's what's been going on with me, man.
Nice.
Just out here, bro.
Trying to make something happen.
Just out here, but. Yeah, you mentioned the whole Kanye stuff, bro.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. He's running for president, bro. He's serious.
Yay for president, man. 2020. He called it years ago.
We're going to have Kim K in the White House, bro.
Bro, I don't know if I could see her as a first lady.
Yeah. ¿Cómo está?
Hola.
Mucho gusto. It's we're gonna have a reality show that's in the White House, bro. That's what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah,
like
we
I'm
are.
Picturing that in there, which is great TV, by the way.
Keeping up with the West is
I would
the
love West, to
how, is that what you say?
The West is? I would guess so, yeah. I mean, I would love to see that show.
That would be awesome. Like a sneak peek behind the White House. What really goes on in the White House?
The drama, bro.
Exposes.
That'd be sick. It's not going to happen. What do you think?
I think Kanye would actually, because he called like Jay-Z and Beyonce out on like the whole like adrenochrome thing and the whole Pizzagate scandal type deal. He's like,
they're involved in it.
They're draining the swamp, man. They really are.
What?
Oh, yeah. Drinking blood of kids, man. I mean, this is all crazy. But again, speculation. I think it's real.
Poor cleaning lady's like, what?
She's like, oh, my gosh. Remember you're talking about drinking kids' blood? But I honestly think that he might do a good job. Now, I will tell you that he is not psychologically there just because he's had mental breakdowns before. You know what I mean?
He's had his moments to where you think he's crazy. Like,
but he's a genius. He makes Yeezys, bro.
But
the most sought after shoes in the world.
But that's more like a hype beast thing, bro. That's not really like.
But he went from zero to absolutely nothing to millions.
But it's that doesn't mean he's gonna be good, bro. But it's just a glorified hype beast.
I understand. I mean, he might have some good stuff like that he hasn't released. Imagine this. Guy's a creative guy, right? He knows his ins and outs.
Is he though? The Yeezys, the shoes I like. The clothing.
There's
the clothing is
But there's meaning behind the shoes. There's meaning behind it.
Yes.
If you look at the history and why he made them and designed them like that, there's meaning behind it.
Yeah, I like the shoes. The shoes that I personally do like and I would own. But for example, the clothing is just so.
Who else that you know of came out with the freaking Christian rap album that blew up. What president do you know is that bold to be like, yo, I'm going to throw out a Christian rap album?
NF, bro. NF.
So you want NF to run for president?
Drops the best lyrics. Shout out Christian Nate. Lyrics.
Yo, run for president, bro. We'll vote for you instead of yay.
Nah, bro. I just... So do you think he would get close to winning or winning?
I don't think it would be close. I don't think that he would actually make it for president.
I don't think he would.
There's a hype there, and I think all the kids that are like Gen Z, maybe a couple of millennials, would be like, oh, I'd rather have Ye than Trump, or I'd rather have Ye than Biden.
Yep.
I think that would be the case, and then he'd get a few votes, you know, maybe a couple hundred thousand, but I don't think he's really going to pull it out of the bag.
Do you think
that
would hurt, though? Do you think that the people voting, instead of voting for Biden, or would vote for Kanye?
Right.
But Kanye for sure is not going to win, so that he's makes not. Trump going to win easy.
I honestly think Trump will get reelected.
The other two are split on votes now instead of just focusing on one. Now it's going to be a split voting between Biden
and Kanye. And Trump has a huge following, bro.
And Trump is just going to come out and be president again because these two over here are divided.
I mean, Trump is exposing a lot of those people that are behind the scenes in the deep state and all this other stuff. He's draining the swamp. He's exposing all these people that are doing bad things, pedophilia stuff. Everything. The whole Pizzagate scandal.
He's exposing them?
He's exposing them, bro.
How's he doing that?
So check this out. And they think there's an anonymous group called QAnon. QAnon. Like Q Anonymous, basically.
Okay.
They are releasing like stuff that's been hidden. Documents, emails, photographs, video footage. I mean, they are releasing it as an anonymous person, okay? But everyone's saying Trump's feeding them this information so they can release it slowly but surely, and it's not really coming from Trump, but it kind of is. He's kind of giving them the lowdown, like, yo, take this bit of information, slides it to him. He's like, yo, leak this information, leak this, leak that.
How much credibility can we give that?
I mean,
like, is there a way to prove the credibility of those files, those videos, those,
okay,
that it's coming from Trump?
Do this. Go, don't Google it. Google, I promise you, will ban it. They call it shadow banning. They don't show it on the search results, okay? Use a server called DuckDuckGo, okay? DuckDuckGo is a private server. They don't store any of your information. They don't store any of your stuff. And basically, it'll pull up the majority of the stuff that's hidden in plain sight. So do your research. I'm not going to say it's 100% true. Just look up QAnon, look up Pizzagate, look up all these things that are going on right now, just with the whole Prince Andrew thing too. I mean, did you see that interview?
No.
Prince Andrew is like caught in the middle of all this, okay?
Because he was seen next to that girl that got arrested, right?
Yeah.
There's an old lady who got arrested because she was working with,
I don't know if it was her, but I know there was a young girl that was like taking pictures with him, and she was like, she came in and was like, yeah, he molested me or he had sex with me or whatnot. And they were like, really? Show us the proof. And she was like, well, I don't know what proof I'm going to prove to you, but I can tell you that he sweats a lot, like profusely. And he made me dance with him. And then I had to go back and like do sexual favors and stuff like that. And when Prince Andrew was, addressed with it, he was like, no, I've never met that girl in my life. Of course, deny. I mean, that's the only way to get out of it, right?
Yep.
Show me the proof and then we'll come, then come talk to me. But I think that everyone that is involved in this whole thing is going to come. It's just going to fall apart, dude, soon. The next couple of weeks, if not months, everything is going to be coming exposed and y'all are going to be like, wow, that I cannot believe all this was true. I can't believe it.
It's crazy, bro. There's a lot of stuff going on. Just a lot of accusations, a lot of proof being presented either side.
Yeah,
it's a lot of stuff that I've seen on Facebook and Facebook's TikTok. Been irritating for me, bro.
Like, has it? Why?
I've been like not wanting to get on Facebook because it's been all politics.
Political, man.
All politics. Do you think,
hold on, is that a
Facebook.
Coincidence? Is that a coincidence, Rupert? Because guess what today is?
What's today?
It's election day, okay? It's voting day, okay?
The whole year, yeah. The whole year is election year.
Well, it's election year. So, yeah, they're going to try to win your vote. Put it in your mind, bro. They're
subliminally. Put what in my mind, bro?
Huh?
Put what in my mind?
Either to contaminate your thoughts on who to elect as president. I mean, literally, they're trying to sway our opinions.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think they're doing it subliminally and little by little. They're giving us information. Aliens exist. Oh, really? Yeah, the government released documents now. How do you
video
like that?
Footage of spaceships.
So now they're like, oh, now they want to tell us about aliens. But like Bob Lazar back in the 1980s came out, was like, I'm working on spaceships. I'm working on this new technology. And he had to go into hiding because the government was after him.
Yeah.
There's a Netflix series. Go watch it. Bob Lazar.
I've heard a lot about it.
And now all of a sudden, 30, 40 years later, they want to come and tell us, oh, you know what? Yeah. Aliens are they're real. You know, we have the technology. What? What's wrong with us? How do we not see this?
Yeah. The thing that bugs me is just that it's people sharing stuff that is not even true or that's Photoshop. Like I saw this lady sharing a face mask package that said this does not protect you from COVID. It said it on the packaging, clearly Photoshop, but she was sharing it. Somebody commented, that's clearly Photoshop. She says, I don't care, I'm still not wearing a mask. It's like, okay, so why even post it if you know it's not? Like, just spreading this false information just because somebody says it or somebody pulls up a clip from a thing is. And the thing that bugs me is that they say, oh, this is just my opinion. This is one side. Both sides have their wrong thing, but they always tend to post that one side that they prefer.
Right. Because they want people to be on their side.
Exactly. So I hate election years. I truly am just like out of it. Don't even care about it.
Yeah.
Because either way, if this side is conspiring to do something, that side's conspiring to do something, then I have nothing to do then here. My vote is going to be doing something that it's not even going to be worth it because they're conspiring to do stuff.
But think about this, and most people will probably back me up on this. It sounds like you're saying my vote wouldn't count anyways.
It doesn't. According to the conspiracies going out there.
Right. I would say you're 110% wrong, okay? Everyone's vote counts, but I will tell you that, yes, they've rigged elections before. They've swayed, you know, voting and everything. Don't get me wrong. There's still that dirty, conniving aspect of voting, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not saying that your vote doesn't count because, you know, if you think that exact same mentality, there's going to be 20 other people that are going to think the exact same thing. Guess what? It's not just your vote anymore. It's 20 people's vote.
Yeah, yeah.
And if that was just in the small little group, think about the city, the country, this whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Voting, I agree with you. You're right. Voting is like the only and strongest thing you have to do for the government. I guess what I'm just irritated about is just these people throwing crap down our throats on the timeline.
Yeah.
It's like vote. I mean, you don't have to like shove it down our throats.
That's
if
true.
if you hate the other person so much.
It's like religion.
Yeah, it's like religion. It's very touchy, bro. Like it's very touchy.
Like I have my beliefs, but don't shove your beliefs down my throat.
And I guess it's just because somebody who hasn't been able to vote his entire life because of his document status, I just don't see that vote of mine doing anything. But as somebody who's probably been voting these past years, been voting their whole life, they see that.
Right.
They might have a different perspective. And
exactly.
But I totally agree with you. Voting is like the one thing we have.
Yeah.
It's just whenever they start just like throwing this stuff, it's just irritating. And I know there's people out there who've seen this.
Yeah.
Who are just people out there just leaning towards one side and talking crap about the other. But then at the end of the comment section, they say, yeah, I agree with you. Both sides have their evil sides and both sides. I'm just expressing my opinion.
Right.
That's fine. But after like five posts a day, it's like you're leaning towards one side, obviously, but you're saying you're not.
Right.
You're leaning to one side, obviously.
So you think they should, like, Facebook should limit how many times someone can do like political posts or what?
It's freedom of speech, right? You can do whatever you want. I'm just venting here, bro.
I got you. I'm
tired of seeing that stuff and dealing with that because I've had close friends doing it. And I'm like,
wait, would you unfriend someone if they did it so much?
No, because personally I wouldn't have a problem with that
just
person.
Mute like, them or
yeah,
like
that's exactly what I did. I muted. We're cool, we're still right. Gonna be friends. I'm still gonna say hi to you, say what's up, we're still gonna hang out. I just don't want to hear about your conspiracy theories all the time. Like, it's just every day 3 or 4 posts
that
about
gets kind of crazy,
a conspiracy, and the conspiracy is like, it's irritating. So yeah, that was my venting moment.
So
of
guys
the day.
Basically Ruber just silenced me on social media. I'm kidding.
No, you didn't post anything. You don't post anything, bro. But I would mute you if you did. I'll tell you straight up right now.
He's like, you're done, bro. You're done. You're silenced.
Silence. I kill you. Oh my gosh. That's a great puppet, bro.
Oh man. All right. So what else is next?
Let's take our break first.
All right. We'll be right back, guys. It's about to get juicy. So stay tuned.
Oh, bro.
If you think this was crazy already, it's about to get even crazier.
So much going on. Now.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Cut. Oh, I have to cut.
Yeah,
in.
You got.
There we go.
What a do, baby boo. We backing at it. Let's go.
Hey, guys, what do you think of the new headphones? Look at that.
I love them.
Shiny.
They're awesome.
I would have bought you some, bro, but they only had one box.
No, that's all good. Don't worry about it, man.
So, yeah, guys, my last headphones broke and I repaired them and they still technically work, but I was like,
technically,
need some new ones.
Yeah. You deserve it. Tell me.
Did you see what happened with Will Smith?
And Jada Smith.
Willard Carroll Smith Jr., to be exact.
I had no idea.
Did
it was
you know
Willard.
It's Willard?
Willard?
I didn't know it was Willard.
Come on, I thought it was Big Willie style.
My Larry.
My Larry. Oh, that's awesome.
So yeah, bro.
So he was having a sit down. His wife runs a podcast, I believe.
Yeah, it's like a show. Yeah, it's like
it's called
a show.
The Round Table, Red Table.
Red Table, I think it's like that.
Yeah.
I've never really seen it. I've seen clips about it.
Yeah, me too.
Where they talk like a family stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what caused this conversation to come up.
Bro, she exposed herself.
But they had a real couple's marriage life serious conversation on TV, which I commend them for that.
I do. They're open about it and everything. I mean,
that could help a lot of people.
It could. Now, to preface it, they were talking about their marriage and how they ended up breaking up, so to speak.
They were still technically married. But they were separating and they felt like it was over, but it wasn't technically
over. They kind of already gave up on each other.
Yes, that's what they said.
It wasn't legally separated, right?
Yeah.
So during this whole separation, Jada, Mrs. Smith, bum, 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 ends up getting in an entanglement.
Entanglement.
Again, her words, not mine. An entanglement with this dude named
August.
August
Alsina, something like that.
He's a musician.
A song singer, songwriter, says here, from New Orleans, Louisiana.
How old is this guy, by the way?
He was born in
92? Bro, that's younger than us.
Bro, he's younger.
I was born in 87.
She was being a cougar, bro.
Bro, that's probably her kid's age.
Could be, bro.
And she was having an entanglement. We all know what an entanglement was.
Yeah.
She was doing the nasty, freaky, deaky stuff. Let's just put it that way.
Getting it on. So the reason he came into their life,
right,
was that he came to both of them for help because he was having some kind of trouble mentally, with anxiety, I think, or maybe may have something to do with a little bit of, I don't want to say drug problems.
Allegedly.
I don't know if that's for sure. Don't quote me. But he was having a hard time. He was struggling. Right. So he came for them to help. Well, in between that time is when they decided to split up for a little bit.
Wow.
Like split up and go different ways for a little bit. And she said that that's when, they got close to each other. They were talking.
Oh, no.
One thing led to another.
Dang.
Bro.
He said, and then Will Smith said that apparently August gave him his blessing, so to speak. But in reality, he didn't. It was just like, hey, me and Jade are separating. It's most likely going to be the end of us. Blah, blah, blah. It is what it is. Like, whatever happens, you know, with Jada afterwards, that's on her. So kind of just did that type of deal. And I guess the media took it as like, oh, August got his blessing from Will Smith to date Jada and blah, blah,
like
blah.
Like an open relationship stuff, yeah. Something like that. I don't know.
But it really wasn't. I mean, it was just like, it was whatever. But anyways, they got back together, right? After everything said and done.
After, yeah, because this happened years ago. I think they said like 5 years ago. Yeah. Something like that.
And I'm surprised because, again, they're bringing it out in the open. They didn't have to let us know. 5 years ago?
I don't even know what brought this conversation up.
That's pretty crazy.
Let us know if
though.
You guys do what brought this whole thing up, but I just think it's crazy that they had this serious conversation on TV.
I know.
Putting this stuff out there, which they do a lot. They do vlogs and stuff, family trips and stuff like that, which it's crazy. Would you do something like that, bro? Like
I probably wouldn't air my dirty laundry out there.
No, you wouldn't have like a serious conversation with your wife, like for example, here on a podcast or something.
I mean, not unless it's going to bring any value to our relationship. Or help other people. Like, I mean, why air my dirty laundry out and my wife's dirty laundry out to everyone in the world? If you're not going to help us out, there's no point in me even telling you anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Period.
And there's different levels to stuff. There's stuff that you should keep personal between you private. And your wife. There's stuff that you can definitely share that can help people out there, which I like to be pretty open. I like to get to the line.
Yeah.
But when you're at that level of a celebrity style, which anything you can say will haunt you for, like Will Smith has memes with that face he had on that show.
My gosh.
His wife is going to have this on her for many, many years.
Yeah.
Entanglement quote. It's going to be with her all the time.
They made that meme and they added like all these people dancing behind it to like an actual song of her just being like entanglement with August. And it was like, what? Like, people, the internet literally made the best meme when it came to that.
That's crazy, bro. But I'm glad they're happy now.
I'm glad, too. They're a power couple, man.
I truly believe that they're stronger now. They're a stronger couple because of it. And they seem to be happy. They got great kids and great lives. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
And, bro, how have you been doing and dealing with or being scared of TikTok eventually being banned, bro.
Banned in the United States. So you guys know that I absolutely love TikTok.
I love TikTok. It's like, it's been the next Vine. Like,
I've
been waiting for an app to be something like Vine, which nothing has come close.
Nothing.
Except for this. Musical.ly came somewhat a little bit close, but it was all dancing. It was dancing and music.
Right.
This is finally where it shows skits, how-tos.
Yes. And just funny videos.
Funny stuff. And TikTok has been so entertaining. And I've been loving creating on TikTok.
I love it too, man. I love it too. Seeing that the U.S. might ban TikTok, I think everyone is scrambling right now to try to move their audience that they've gained to a platform that is stable. You know what I mean? YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
But I think that in the next few months, if they do ban TikTok, it's about to get crazy. And I think the reason they're wanting to ban it, this is just my opinion.
Yeah.
But I think that everyone on TikTok is like a huge community. We're like a family almost. And I say that in a sense of there's no real filter. It's like, I'm going to show you what's going on in my life. I'm going to show you my opinion. I'm going to show you the nitty gritty of the stuff nobody's going to tell you. And you get sucked down that rabbit hole.
Bro, the news that I've been seeing on TikTok, like I've seen breaking news on TikTok that I haven't seen anywhere. I've seen how-tos on different stuff. Different things being exposed on TikTok.
Yes. I've learned more on TikTok than I have my entire school. Hands down. More history. More how to cook. How to clean. How to build a house. Like how to build a porch out in the back. Like this is stuff no one is going to tell you. How to trade stocks. Bro.
Hey, bro, it's on there, bro.
Everything. You name it.
I followed this carpet guy. I know how to repair carpet now, bro.
Oh, I saw that dude.
Yes.
He's like, oh, please just get a carpet that looks similar. Take the square out of the original carpet out of your closet and then put it in there. And I'm like,
it's crazy.
Are you kidding me? Like, bro, who would have thought of this?
I've been on Instagram for years and I've never learned this much.
I don't think a social media platform has like shown us.
The only thing close was Vine. Vine had those same things.
Vine did.
And hopefully TikTok lasts for a long time. Hopefully TikTok creates a program where they pay their creators, like YouTube, for example, to keep that platform going. Because if they don't, they're going to leave again.
If not, if TikTok gets shut down, I think we should start a community where we fund it and we build our own app.
Let's go,
and
bro.
Keep TikTok alive. We'll just change it to something else, like Talk Tick or something. I don't know. Tic Tac. Might get sued, but you know, hey, we'll make it work. So that's crazy, man.
Yeah, bro. I've been really enjoying posting on TikTok. I wanted to say TikTok because you said TikTok, growing the fan base and everything. Yeah. So if you haven't yet, follow us at Mixing Rupert on TikTok.
And at Mark My World.
At Mark My World. Follow us and give us a like. Let us know you're coming from the podcast. Yeah. That'll be super great. And yeah, let's get into the NFL, bro. We got a couple stories from the NFL.
All right, let's hear it.
First one is Patrick Mahomes' new $500 million contract, bro.
Holy crap.
That is half a billion.
That's insane. That's so much money, dude.
What's the first thing you buy? First thing.
Investments. That way I'll never run out of money.
For example?
Real estate.
Bro, you can have that money in the bank. I never run out of money because of interest.
The interest. You paid for the life. I mean, dude, you're living the life just...
You can spend $1 million a year and still have more than your lifetime.
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Oh, my gosh. How come I couldn't play sports? Israel, you're playing baseball. 100% guaranteed.
Yep. Whether you like it or not.
Just kidding, baby.
What about the Redskins, bro?
Dude, that's right. The Redskins are getting rid of that word and their logo.
Oh, my gosh.
They are changing. It's been official. They've been talking about it, and now they made it official that they are in talks and going to change it. They haven't announced what they're changing it to.
All you Redskins fans out there. That's what you get. You should have been a Cowboys fan.
Their last game as the Redskins was against the Cowboys, and they lost.
They deserve it.
Bad.
Good. Shout out all the Redskins fans.
No mercy from Mark as Cowboy fans, bro.
You deserve it.
I hope the Cowboys win this year.
Oh, they will. Cowboys going all the way this time.
Yeah, bro.
That's what we've been saying for the past 20 years.
Right? They're laughing at us now.
Right?
MLB is coming back in a week, bro. Like 10 days. The first games they're going to start playing. I'm so excited, bro.
Once they start letting people back in, you're going, right?
100%. As long as they got safety precaution and everything. Yeah. Because it's this whole COVID thing is just blowing up even more now.
Now, you said they're doing the cardboard cutouts, right?
They are doing cardboard cutouts where you can pay $50. To get a cardboard cutout yourself and they put it in the stands, bro.
Yo, who thinks we need to do that? Leave a comment below. Let us know if we should.
With our brand new shirts.
One like this and the other one just chilling there.
Oh, man.
Yo, that'd be sick.
Right behind home plate, bro.
I'm down. I'll pay an extra $50.
VIP section.
Free advertising, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, that's nice. Let's do it. Speaking of baseball.
Yeah.
As you can see, I'm getting dark again.
I love it. I love you're out there on the field again.
I'm back on the field, bro. If you saw my Instagram story, my TikToks, I am back playing baseball.
How does it feel?
I've missed it. I need it in my life, and I will be playing until I can't walk anymore.
It's like your therapy,
bro.
Huh?
It's like my therapy. I forget about everything and focus on baseball on the field and all the stress and everything. It's a good form of exercise. And let me tell you, playing out there in 100 degrees weather with the mask, bro.
I couldn't even imagine with the mask.
I'm still sore and I played on Sunday.
That's crazy.
But we lost 0-3. It wasn't a very high tense game because we were all rusty. We were all
I'm sure
cold.
Y'all were out of breath too. Just freaking huffing and puffing.
It was crazy. But me and my friends, we were just talking about how great it feels to be back on the field. And hopefully you can come watch one of these
I'm down, bro. Let me know.
Cookout
as long as it's not 104.
That's true, bro. It is super hot.
Heck yeah.
Super hot.
All right. So let's get into this conspiracy. Okay. And bro. This is what it is. What about this Wayfair thing?
Wayfair, I heard about that. I haven't gone deep into it, but
it was trending.
I saw it was trending
on
right?
Twitter.
And what is Wayfair? Because I honestly don't
know. So Wayfair
know.
Is this website, almost like an Etsy, maybe like an Amazon. You buy stuff on there. They apparently had these cabinets, these office cabinets. They were sliding doors. They were selling for $10,000. Who pays in their right mind $10,000 for a cabinet? Nobody. The cabinets are only worth maybe $1,000. Maybe. That's pushing it.
I've seen some crazy expensive furniture, bro.
But this looked like a regular metal cabinet. Did it? Nothing crazy okay. about it. Now, I will tell you this. There has been people that, one person in particular, got caught for drug ring / child trafficking. Okay. And when he took his mugshot, he was wearing a Wayfair employee shirt. If that does not raise red flags, something is really up, dude.
In the mugshot, he had the actual Wayfair shirt.
It said
on.
Wayfair across the front.
Man.
Horrible. Horrible.
Bad.
And Ellen DeGeneres actually has stuff listed on Wayfair as well. A pillow. $10,000. One pillow. This big.
Magic pillow. Make me stop snoring.
It better do something other than just sit there on the dang couch. I'll tell you that right now. Horrible. So again, everyone's kind of thinking that she is in this loop of conspiracy, that she's child trafficking, man. It's crazy.
So you mentioned that the cabinets are crazy expensive.
Yes. And they were named after missing girls. These cabinets, like Yuritsa or whatever her name was, went missing like back in June or something. The cabinet was named Yuritsa. Like an office cabinet, basically, and $10,000, $10,999. You're like, what?
So what you're saying is that they're using this website for yes. you to order so cabinet under so name, and it's actually a missing child?
It's actually a missing child.
Really?
Yes.
And this was trending, bro?
Trending everywhere. If you don't believe me, go look it up yourself. I promise you this. Now, I will tell you that other people are involved in this ring, and I think they're communicating, quote unquote, secretively to each other via TikTok. They're leaving secret messages on TikTok. They're wearing different shirts to like get messages across. Like Ellen had a shirt, and I think it was addressing Tom Hanks, and it said, "Run, Forrest, run." Yeah. Forrest Gump. Yeah. Don't believe me. Look it up. You know, and Howie Mandel, the dude that's on America's Got Talent.
He's supposedly been going crazy or
he's
something.
He's posting these weird TikToks. Go to his TikTok and look at them. He cut a bag and it says shoe stuff. He took like a brown paper bag, wrote shoe stuff on there, cut the two corners off. And people were saying, if you actually open the bag and like fold it out, like lay it down flat, it makes the Wayfair logo.
Oh my God.
It makes the logo.
Wow.
Bro, go look it up. I promise you. Stuff gets deep when you start digging.
Bro, how is that going on in front of our faces, bro?
Because we're sheep. We just follow what we're told, man. I'm telling you.
So Wayfair, $10,000.
It doesn't add up. And then Wayfair's response was, oh, I'm sorry. We priced that wrong. We're going to go ahead and take it down. We're going to fix it. Hadn't been right back up, dude. What's wrong with people, man? What's wrong with people? Don't even get me started, man. Freaking Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama.
What are you going to say about Michelle Obama, bro?
Oh, I'm sorry. You mean Michael. Michael Obama.
Michael.
Yeah.
What are you saying? Yeah.
I'm saying she's transgender.
Okay.
Dude, look at this.
Into the death of Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers.
Terrible mistakes were made. It's this simple. Joan Rivers did not have to die.
Michelle Obama here on the Ellen Show with a certain something swinging to the music.
Bro.
Oh my God.
Bro, that's nothing. Watch.
She's wearing white pants and they're saying that's a pee-pee, something bro. Moving in her pants.
Hold on, it gets better.
Did Joan Rivers die right after she questioned this? And what does this footage mean?
Look at this. She's got gray sweatpants on, and it looks like a peepee is hitting the front sweatpants.
Michael and I.
This is Obama talking. Michael and I. Who is Michael Obama? Who is Mike? Is that your husband / wife? Maybe. I didn't know you had a thing for dudes. Bro. Who calls their wife? I'm not going to call my wife. I'm not going to call my wife a guy's name.
Bro.
You're going to call your wife a dude's name? You call Michelle, your wife Paul?
Michael is close.
Let me ask you this. What? You call Paola Paul? Hey, listen here, Paul. Make me a sandwich. No, you don't.
But it could happen.
Could. It no. could. I definitely highly doubt that.
Bro. That is, I've never heard that one before. Oh, I've been, never heard
Barack
that.
Barack and Michael, baby, all day. You're into that type of stuff.
I am not signing off on that. Mark, you are.
Hey, do your own research, guys. I promise you, these are just allegations. Yeah. Having fun with it. But no, seriously, stuff is starting to become uncovered. Don't be blinded by what is like what we're fed, fake news, real news. Do your own research, become knowledgeable on everything that's going on around you, and I promise you, you're gonna start digging into some deep stuff.
Yeah, like I've said before, like I've been seeing all these posts on Facebook, and right. And I like the fact that people are doing their research, but I just do your own research, like he says, and make sure the research is coming from something notable,
right?
Like something real, not just something. But
we don't
up
know if it's Photoshop reputable, bro.
That's the thing, bro. Like that's the thing that I say. Like I don't even care. Like I'm not even gonna try to research anything right, because I don't even know what's credible, what's not.
You don't nowadays. And
I'm just like, I'm not even Michelle Obama's a man. You yeah, like you're saying. I don't care. I think she's an amazing woman.
She's still an amazing man.
She's an amazing woman to me. Obama, conspiracy against him. I don't care. Obama's a great dude. Trump.
What about the police officers that went and seized the laptop that apparently had all of Hillary Clinton's emails on it? An actual video of her. The police officers seized the laptop. There was 20 of them. I think out of the 20, like 13 of them ended up dying. Or 9 of them ended up dying. Like, what? They saw the video of Hillary ripping off some girl's face, wearing the face, and then killing her. And then they just so happened to end up dead by suicide. These police officers.
How do I know he's telling the truth? How do I know that's what he saw?
Again.
You don't. That's why I don't believe it. I don't. It's just, it's hard to believe that there's this whole conspiracy behind Wayfair selling kids online. Like, these people make millions and billions of dollars.
I think the thing,
they would not be stupid enough to do something like that.
Yeah.
Right up front. It may be going on, but I think it's like hidden way deeper than something on a Wayfair page. The Howie stuff, he's just crazy all the time. I mean, if you go digging into something, you'll find something. Of course. You'll find something.
You want to check the camera?
Why?
I think I heard it.
Oh, no.
Try it.
This is me checking the camera?
Yeah. Just run back there real fast.
Yeah, hold on.
Because I think it turned off, honestly.
No, we're good.
All right, we're good?
Yeah, we're
for
good.
Sure? Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
So I don't know, man.
But I'm giving you your thoughts. I'm giving you my thoughts and the way I think. And just like I'm saving that headspace of all these conspiracies
right,
and just using it for something else.
I got you.
Like
I got you.
And unless I see hard evidence, which is hard to tell from now on, especially right, in a politic year like this.
Right.
Where people are trying to vote, get you to vote for something and all that. I'm just like.
So apparently, if you go to Alibaba, which is a Chinese manufacturing website, you can get everything cheap. Trump has been tweeting different tweets and he misspells the word children. Who does that? You're the president of the United States. But if you go to Alibaba and you type in the exact way that he spells children, which is C-H-I-D-L-R-E-N and add adrenochrome next to it, it will pull up adrenochrome. Now,
and what is adrenochrome? Yeah, for those people.
Basically, what they do is they extract the blood out of these scared kids. So they do almost like a Monsters, Inc. You know, Monsters, Inc. where they scare the kids to get the screams out?
Yeah.
Think about that and really what that movie stands for. But first off,
wait, you got a conspiracy?
Bro, Monsters, Inc.
We'll save that one for another day.
Completely, it opens the doors. Watch it again, I promise you. They scare these kids, and what it does is it releases their adrenaline in their blood.
Okay.
And then once they get them to their peak, cut their head off, drain the blood, Mark, and they sell it online. It's a drug.
What are you saying?
It is a drug. Look up the movie Fear and Loathing.
Fear and Loathing.
Johnny Depp's in it.
Never seen it.
He actually brings out, and he's like, yeah, what is that? He's like, oh, this is 10 times stronger than your normal drug. He's like, what is it? He's like, adrenochrome. What? Go look it up. There's a clip. Fear and Loathing. I promise you guys, you are going to be like, man, this guy's talking nonsense.
So they're selling that on this website?
They're selling it on the website. Adrenochrome. Blood. Oh, on a website.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
You're looking at it right here.
I'm looking at it, but what is it?
That's
what
I want to know. It's blood, dude.
We don't know for sure, but if it is, that's crazy.
That is insane.
Oh, man, so much going on 2020, bro.
Guys, I'm telling you.
2020 is going to be remembered for decades. Our kids are going to ask us about 2020.
This might be the end of the world.
I got so much left to do. Don't let it be, bro. Don't let it be, bro.
What do you guys think, man? Is it the end of the world? Tell us.
So much. I mean, teams are being changed, rules, and just, oh, man. Kids are going to be asking us about, Daddy, do you remember this happened in 2020?
Oh, like, yeah.
Sit down, son. Let me tell you.
Let me explain it to
as
you.
As a matter of fact, here's this episode of the Dissimilar Podcast where we can talk about.
Go ahead and watch that and get back to me afterwards.
Yeah, bro. We're going to be looking at these episodes for a long time.
And you're going to be like, wow, Mark was right this whole time.
Right? I'm going to be like, Mark knew this whole time, bro. Oh, man. He knew it.
I love it, man. I love it.
Anyways, glad to be back, bro.
I'm glad to be back
too,
man.
Glad to be filming, bro.
Good to see you. Obviously, I'm ready to shoot some more podcasts.
Yes, definitely. Weekly. We're back on it. Yep. And guys, please be safe.
Yes,
follow us.
Stay safe out there.
Follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, yep. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
All of them.
It's all under Dissimilar Podcast. Follow us individually, Mexican Rupert, Mark My World.
Yes.
We're all on our social platforms. And we thank you for joining us today. Thank you so much for having this fun conversation. Whether you agree or disagree, we're just having a conversation here. We're having fun. We're talking about stuff going on around the world.
We're talking about things that people aren't comfortable talking
exactly,
about. Okay?
Exactly.
We're bringing it to you guys.
Yeah.
You let us know. Hey, is this a mood?
This is a mood.
I think
bro.
This is
like,
a mood.
You're not going to have anywhere else talking about this fun stuff, this creative stuff. It's just, I enjoy this. This
I
is
do
my
too.
Venting spot. This is where we talk about everything going on.
Yeah.
And we're just two guys just here talking.
I love it, man.
Talking to our amazing supporters. And we got some great stuff coming for you, bro. Thank you so much
of
for the
course,
shirt, bro.
Man. That's
I am
all
excited.
You, man.
I'm going to be rocking this all the time.
I love it. It looks good.
Let us know what you guys think. Any ideas, anything else. I can't wait.
Yeah.
And, we might have start having guests here soon.
Ooh, I heard we were going to have a guest soon.
Next episode, we're going to have a special YouTuber
Uh-oh.
Who's a friend of both of ours.
Yes.
Who's grown her platform and been working so hard on it.
And we're going to get a chance to pick her brain and figure out how she did it,
how she
became successful, and just the whole ins and outs of it.
Yeah, because every story is unique, and I would really love to hear her story and how you two met, which was really interesting.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I can't wait for that. So we'll be having her on through video call. Because she is in Nevada,
California.
She's from California, so she'll be joining us. And you know, we got an extra mic, and we'll be having an in-studio guest here really, really soon.
Let's do it.
And I'm excited for it. So thank you guys so much for watching.
Yes,
leave a like, leave a comment. We love you.
Love you guys. We'll see you in the next time. Peace.